you take your meal and make it very stiff and just drop them in they're called dumplings. And I don't know what they'd call be cereal or not.
Well, what about mush? How do you make that?
That just comes off of the dumplings and make a thick soup like.
Oh. I know, because it cooks apart and that's what...
Just a little bit comes off of each one.
What do you call bread in loaves made of
loaf
white...
Loaf bread.
What do you call a round, flat pastry about this big that has a hole in the middle and it's made with baking powder?
Donuts.
Okay. What do you call the same thing if it's made with yeast?
I would say that you would call them still donuts.
That's a hard one because so few, you know, so few people make their own donuts anymore. It's hard to know which ones are which. What do you call the round, flat cakes made with white flour and cooked on a grease skillet and you eat them with syrup?
Pancakes.
What do you call meat from the side of the hog, salted but not smoked?
Side meat.
Okay, did your mother have a different word for that?
No, not that I know. It was always called side meat. No, it was just called side meat.
Okay. What do you call pressed meatloaf made from hog jowl, hog's head, and so forth?
Hog cheese.
Pardon?
Hog cheese.
Hog cheese?
Uh-huh.
What do you call the hard thing in the middle of a cherry?
The core.
Of a cherry.
The little seeds.
What do you call the center of a peach?
Kernel.
What do you call the peach whose meat sticks to the seed?
It just won't turn loose.
What do you call that?
Pressed peach.
What about a peach whose meat easily separates from the seed?
Oh, shoot. What do you call a peach that full open?
I can't think of the name of it. That was a salt peach.
It's a soft peach.
Pardon?
Soft peach.
That's it. Okay. Now, if I'm asking you any questions and you can think of something that your father might have said different or, you know, your grandfather might have said different, it would be really good if you would tell me, like, I say this, but they would have said that, because that really helps. What are some beans that don't have to be shelled?
What are some beans that don't have to be shelled? Snap beans.
Okay, can you think of any other?
No, I really can't.
Okay, what are some kind of beans that you need to shell?
Butter beans.
Could you describe them to me?
Little green long ones like that, about 2 inches long.
And what do you do with them?
The butter beans. You take them out and put them in the freezer, either cook them.
How about any other kind of beans that you have to take the shells off of?
Well, butter peas, that's kind of like a little bean. And that's about all we have around here.
What do you call the tops of turnips or beets that can be eaten?
The green tops. The green tops.
What do you call corn that is simply shucked and cooked and eaten with your hands?
Ear corn.
Let's see where we were.